Hi, I'm Joya Jefferson-Nuri. I'm an executive leadership coach. I have a client named Amanda, and she came to me like so many of my clients as first-time CEOs. She was well qualified for her position, but she had this lingering voice in her head that told her she wasn't up for the task. You see, all the ghosts from past failures kept whispering to her that she wasn't good enough. She did understand that she needed to calm down. She needed a space where she could be creative. So our initial step was meditation. In that silence, she could have a clear mental space. Then we went to her past to identify when that first failure happened. It wasn't whether it was in her childhood or somewhere in high school or college, but more than likely her childhood, where she became self-conscious about failing, and subconsciously, it's running through her entire life. And then we built her a toolkit where she could recognize and silence those negative thoughts. Now, silencing her negative thoughts was an impactful first step, but as you know, it was only the first step. She was tasked with a formidable challenge of crafting a strategic plan that would not only bring this company out of debt and take it totally into the blue, but also to manage a staff whose morale was near bottom. So, how do we do that? In this situation, Amanda must leverage her expertise and trust her gut instinct. Now, I know intuition is not one of the biggest business strategies that we're taught or that many people use, but it served as a secret sauce for Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Both of them wanted to accomplish something no one else had done. They had to develop the technology, but they also had to trust their gut. They had to move forward on an instinct that many people around them said it's impossible to do, but they stuck with that instinct. So Amanda has to do the exact same thing. She must tune into her inner voice, be ready to take bold risk, and have the courage to make decisions that just feel right in her core, despite the uncertainty. Now, she has to juggle two monumental tasks. On one hand, there's the management of her inner critic that wants to spread doubt. On the other hand, she must muster her strategic plan. Now, this requires a display of unwavering confidence. The two areas of her life demand equal attention. Now, how can Amanda or any executive master this skill? Begin by securing an accountability partner. Perhaps it's a seasoned leader that you can rely on, or a coach dedicated to guiding you toward all of your success. Next, understand that your deepest insights are often discovered in moments of quiet reflection. Now, contrary to all the chaos that we create in our day, the everyday grind, it's going to be hard to be creative in that space. You need serene moments where you can truly shine. You know, you have to be able to assess the current scenario to find some clarity and the courage to envision your future. I refer to this as sacred rest. It's scheduled moments of solitude and silence. It could be as simple as a 15-minute break or a full day off. It is a time where you find the space to quiet the noise, look at the present situation rationally, and design the change. Now, this is not how we're taught to do this in business. We're taught to keep going. overworking can lead to health issues like high blood pressure and heart attack. Therefore, sacred rest is crucial, allowing you to rejuvenate both your mind and your body. It's essential for maintaining your health, sustaining your business, and fostering creativity. You were tasked with the job of leading this company or this project. You must use your experience, use your intuition, and find some time for sacred rest. I hope I said something that has inspired you. Thank you for listening. Peace and blessings.